Hello and welcome back to the Adventures in Marketing podcast. I'm your host, Gwen Montoya. Thank you so much for joining me. If you are a new listener, thanks for giving it a shot. If you are a returning listener, thank you for coming back. That means a lot. In today's episode, I want to talk about what's going on with the coronavirus here. And so if you can't take one more topic about that, go ahead and turn this off. Because I know that there is a lot of stress out there, and I know that the news is overwhelming and pretty much everything is overwhelming. And so if this is not something you want to listen to right now, go ahead and turn it off. You're not going to hurt my feelings, I promise. I think the big thing to know or to think about is that I'm going to use a word I am so tired of, but there's really not a better word, and that is unprecedented. There's really nothing else that has ever happened like this on this level. And every single one of us are just figuring it out in every moment, in every hour, just putting one foot in front of the other and trying to move forward and manage as best we can with the tools and the resources that we have. So like I said, if you're not in a position to be thinking about this, just turn it off. There's some industries that just can't do much right now. Some industries can pivot. Some can move their businesses online. For some, like my business, could be 100% online anyway. But for other businesses, that involves learning new tech and making videos. And maybe they're not comfortable in front of videos. And so there's all of this new stress and pressure on top of everything else that's going on. So what I wanted to talk about was kind of some ways that businesses can, you know, shift their focus a little bit, shift a little bit about what they're offering. And then also, you know, what I'm working on with clients right now is, where do you want your business to be in 3 months from now or 6 months from now? And what can we work on today? What can we work on now that will set you up for success then? Because I feel like there is this big dark pit that we are have to go through first before we get to the other side. And we don't know what's in the pit. We don't know what's going to happen. But, you know, I have said this several times on social media. If you follow me there, I do better in movement. I do better in motion than I do sitting and stressing. So, you know, I've been focusing a lot on like little projects for my own business and those kinds of things. That's kind of what I wanted to talk about. You know, so you can move your business online. Some people can. They can switch to online courses or webinars or virtual summits or all of those things. And everybody is doing that right now. That's a thing. But not everybody's business is designed for that. And not every person wants that. And if you don't want that business model, then it doesn't make any sense for you to rush around trying to get that business model in place. There are other things you can do for your business, but if you don't want to be an online virtual business, if that is not your long-term goals, then I'm not 100% sure it makes sense to spend a lot of time working on that now if there are other things that you can work on. And because we don't know what's going to happen, I think that's where sort of making these decisions and just moving forward where we can makes the most sense. There are probably many of you out there who have had to delay a launch of a product or a business or book or any of those things. And if you're in that position, if you're in the position of almost launching something and then you had to stop, one of the things you can focus on is when you do launch it, when you are ready, how can you make it better? How can you make the launch better? What can you do in the next however much time between now and when the thing launches? How can you spend that time making it better? How can you make the experience better? How can you make the launch better? How can you plan to reach more people? So I think if you were in the position where you were almost ready to do something and you had to stop, then that would be a really good way for you to spend your time. You know, not 40 hours a week doing that, but some time and some thinking about it to make it more effective when it is time. If you have clients who are canceling or your business has slowed down, then maybe think about what you can work on to make it better when they come back, when business picks up again. What sort of systems can you have in place to make it easier for you, to make it easier for them? You know, maybe it's a welcome series in an email. Maybe it is moving more forms online that they maybe had to fill out in person. Maybe it is revamping your website. Maybe it is working on your SEO. Maybe it is all of these different things that take time to ripen, for lack of a better description, that you can work on now, even if you can't work on something else right now. It's also a good time to look at your blogs, your websites, your email, your social media. I know it's really tempting to pull back and contract and not work on anything. But if you have a desire, a goal, or a plan to be around 3 months from now, then I don't know that stopping all work on your business makes any sense. It's just more of a working under the hood rather than a forward-facing kinds of projects. If you've listened to me before or we've ever talked, you know that I am a list person. Lists are how I function in life. They're how I get anything done. I always know what I need to work on because I have a list. And I think one of the things that's really challenging right now is that our flow, our daily flow, has just been chucked out the window, especially if you're used to going to an office and you are used to having time to work on your business and you don't have that. One of the things that you can do is write down all the things that you need to work on or all the things that you want to work on, and then number them in the order of importance or in the order that you want to work on them. I do this process literally every single day, or at night, actually, before I go to bed. So when I wake up in the morning, I know one through whatever number I get through that day exactly what I'm working on. And there's never any questions in my mind about what I'm working on next because I already planned it out the night before. And it just removes some of that decision-making fatigue that I feel like, especially right now, a lot of us have because so much is going on. You know, if your kids are home from school and you're homeschooling them and you have, you know, maybe your partner home and there's a lot of noise in your house, decision-making is really can be overwhelming anyway, but especially when there is a lot of literal and emotional noise. So removing that single decision making. It's kind of like meal planning. If you know what you're going to have for dinner on Tuesday, then you're not opening the fridge wondering what you're going to have for dinner on Tuesday because it's already taken care of. So I really suggest doing that. I would look at, as for making money, I think if possible, look at what brought you money in the past. And depending on your business model, that might have to be on hold. So if your business model allows you to earn an income right now, but things have slowed down or stopped, but there's no other barriers, then look at what brought you income in the past and do that again. And I'm going to guess it was showing up a lot. I'm going to guess it was making connections. It was networking. It was letting people know that you had this service. So that's what you need to be doing. I think that it is okay to sell right now. I think you need to be sensitive. I think that, you know, I hate the term pain points. We've talked about this before. I think if you're pushing pain points, you know, that's a pretty nasty thing to do. But if you're looking at ways that you can serve the people that you want to serve, the people that you want to work with, and you're coming from it with an authentic heart and you're coming from it from a good place, I think that that is a different kind of selling than something gross and spammy. So don't be afraid to talk about what you're doing because people are still buying things. I still get a couple of email inquiries every day for people to work with me, which is heartening and exciting. And I think it really shows that depending on your industry and depending on what you're doing, that people are still interested in moving forward with things because not all industries are equally affected. If your business is shut down in a bigger way, then it's time to get creative. It's time to really think outside the box and then go outside that box. I think it's important to brainstorm. I think it's important to think about the kinds of things that people associate with your business and how can you offer that in a new way. Again, like I said, if you don't want to go to an online business model, you don't have to. There are lots of other options. You just have to think about them and get creative. And I know I keep saying get creative, and I'm sure that you are tired of hearing that, especially if your business is shut down and you're already dealing with frustration, that get creative is going to make you want to throw something. So I apologize, but it is the best description. So beyond that, I wanted to talk about the kinds of marketing things that you can be working on, because marketing is where my superpower is. That's where my strengths are. If you need a life coach, if you need a personal trainer, something like that, I'm not your girl. But if you need marketing help I need marketing direction. That's what I'm going to talk about next. If you don't have an email list, set one up. If you do have an email list, this is the time to be contacting them and getting in touch with them and letting them know what's going on. And if you're feeling reluctant to send an email list because you don't want to bother somebody, you need to get over that. Think about instead, what is the best way that you can serve the people who have signed up to be on your email list? What information did they need right now to feel safer, to be better, to reach their goals, to know that you care about them? If you do not have an email onboarding set up, and that is just an automation, if somebody signs up for your email list, then they get, you know, a welcome email. And then maybe a couple of days later, they get an email for something else. And then a couple of days later, they get another email. And no, that is not bothering them. If you don't have that set up, now is a good time to set that up. And you can set that up with the intention of, when somebody comes onto your email list, what information do they need to know? Right? So maybe it's an FAQ on your website. Maybe it's a blog post. Maybe it is a video of you explaining something. Those are all things that can go in that welcome video, and they're very easy to set up. Most email systems have them. You can just automate it, and then you never have to think about it again. Your website. I say this all the time, but people throw up websites because we're supposed to have one, and then they never go back and look at them. And, you know, the social media may have never been set up. The links might be broken. There might be typos. You may have shifted your focus, especially with what's going on. You might be rethinking your business. You might be rethinking about how you want to work with people. Your hours might have changed. All of those things, you need to go look at your website and make sure that it is an accurate reflection of you and your business as it is now. And then, you know, set a reminder in 3 months to go back and look at it, because it will probably have changed since then. As I mentioned before, social media, now is not the time to disappear. Now is the time to show up. In fact, as much, if not maybe more than before, with information that helps the people who follow you, that inspires them, that maybe gives them some tips and ideas if they can't come see you in person. You can use a scheduler if you don't want to be on social media. I know it's really stressful right now for a lot of people, and a lot of people are taking breaks. You can use, you know, there's schedulers you can use, or you can schedule natively on Facebook if you want to. Just take an hour and schedule out, and then don't feel like you have to be there in real time, but you should be scheduling something. This is a really good time to work on long-term marketing things that include blogging, your search engine optimization. Pinterest is a good one because it takes time for it to get to where it needs to be. If you have time to work on those things, then now is a good time to work on them. Same if you wanted to create, you know, some sort of opt-in for your email list, or a freebie, or a lead generation, whatever you want to call it. This is a good time to do that. If you wanted to learn how to make videos, if that's been on your list, then now is a good time to do that. Basically, all that stuff that you keep meaning to do for your business and it keeps getting put off because you don't have time. I'm not saying you have time now, but you have non-work time. If your business is not open right now or is not as busy, then the time that you maybe could spend on your business, you could spend a little bit of that time doing that. I feel like there are so many experts. People like me, we can offer suggestions and ideas, but you need to look at your long-term goals and you need to think about where you want to go. Don't be distracted by shiny things, by new platforms, by somebody swearing that this is the next hot thing. You need to look at your business and your preferences and your personality and decide what's most important for you to work on. So stay true to what you know about yourself and your business. This is always true every day of the year, but especially now. So don't be afraid to shut out the people who are yelling in your ear to do specific things if it doesn't make sense for you and your business. Thank you so much for joining me. I so appreciate you taking time to hang out with me. If you've enjoyed this episode, please hit subscribe. If you have questions or comments, please email me.